Tonight from Hollywood, before a million-dollar victory bond audience, Rudy Vallee presents The Dream Show.
My time is your time. Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Yes, from the stage of Grauman's Egyptian Theater in Hollywood, for the 8th Victory Bond Drive, we bring you Rudy Vallee with Billy Burke, Xavier Cugat and his orchestra, Pinky Lee, Betty Bradley, and that 20th Century Fox producer, George Jessel. Brought to you by Dream Shampoo.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action. Leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Hello, this is Rudy Vallee speaking.
Oh, Rudy, this is George Jessel. George Jessel, 123456.
Hello, George. George, what is this, 123456?
Well, number one means I'm a movie producer. Number two, I'm an after-dinner speaker. I bring my own bicarbonate, you know. Available for weddings, banquets, and bar mitzvahs at any time. I just finished officiating at the premiere of the Fairfax Delicatessen. Try their pastrami. It's delicious, Rudy, really. And that's what number two stands for. Number three, I'm a radio producer.
A radio producer? Well, George, that explains the 123, but what happened to the 456?
456, that's my credit number at Sears Roebuck.
And another thing, George, what's this about you being a radio producer?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, Rudy. You know, I've just got an offer to produce a radio show. The offer came to me from that famous advertising firm, Cashman, Hackett, Wick, and Zanuck.
Zanuck? Is he a member of the advertising firm?
No, but I always mention his name when I get a chance. A thing like that can't hurt me, you know, Rudy. Anyway, you're just the man who can advise me how to be a radio producer, and I'm coming down to see you right away.
Not now, George. Not now, please. You see, this week I'm substituting for Ken Murray in his blackout show every night, and I'm backstage here at the Egyptian Theater with Cugat and his band, Miss Burke, Fifi, and we're just about ready to start our Victory Bond show.
Now, look, Rudy, I need your help. You've got to talk to me. After all, there's nobody that knows as much about radio as you do. Why, you're a radio pioneer.
Just a moment, George. I haven't been in radio that long.
You haven't been in radio that long, huh? All I know is when you did your first radio show, Eddie Cantor was saying to Ida, what do you say we raise a family?
Well, George, I only hope that you get a sponsor as wonderful as my sponsor, Dream Shampoo, is. They think I'm great.
And you are. I'll be right down, Rudy.
But George! George, I can't see you now. George! He hung up on me.
Oh, Mr. Vallee, Mr. Vallee.
Pinky Lee, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be working as the busboy at the nightclub.
Well, the reason I came down here, Mr. Vallee, was to be on your Bond show. Oh, you know, you may not know it, but I'm a famous movie actor. Oh, I just finished a big part in Love Letters.
I doubt that. What part did you play in Love Letters?
I licked the stamps.
Pinky, do you know what you are? You're 95% moron.
96%. The OPA just lifted the ceiling. just a minute, Mr. Vallee. I don't like the way you're talking to me. All I'm asking from you is the milk of human kindness. And it doesn't even have to be homogenized.
Not seal test?
No. And remember, Mr. Vallee, when opportunity knocks on the door, don't answer it. It might be your husband.
Pinky, get out of here. I have to get on with this Bond show now. Scat.
All right, I'll go. I'll fix that guy, Rudy Vallee. I'll cut the V out of his BVDs.
Ah. Such a thing to do. Ah, life is full of distractions. Jessel, Pinky, that blonde in the first row. But one must bear up. I wonder what life has in store for me. I wonder what tomorrow will bring. I wonder what that blonde's phone number is. Welcome, welcome. Welcome, oh, welcome home.
We waited to welcome you home.
Welcome, welcome. Open the door up wide.
We're all so elated to be by your side. And the valley, you found your way back to our alley.
And delighted
to drink to your health once again.
Welcome, welcome. Promise you'll never roam.
We waited to welcome you home.
the valley. You found your way back to our alley. We're excited
and delighted to drink to your health once again.
Oh, welcome, welcome. Promise you'll never roam.
Rudy.
What now, Truman Bradley?
Well, Rudy, I'd like to have a little chat with all the girls about...
Yes. Ah, yes, about romance and, well, why not start like this? Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing.
Yes, girls, moonlight or sunlight, nothing becomes you more than hair gleaming with all its natural luster. Hair that has been shampooed with Dreen, with hair conditioning action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its gleaming beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap or soap shampoo. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Yes, Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. As famous cover girl and Dreen girl Bettina Beauregard says,
when I use Dreen, my hair behaves beautifully, and it's alive with highlights.
Miss Beauregard is right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Rudy.
Oh, hello, George.
Well, I can see that you're terribly busy, so I won't take up much of your time. I just want you to read the outline of my radio show. It'll only take you a minute. It's only 80 pages. Look here. Now, first, we open with a fanfare.
George, please, I haven't the time to listen to this. I'm trying to do a radio show here.
I see. Well,
backstage, Grauman's Egyptian, Rudy Valley speaking. Oh, just a moment. It's for you, George. It's Darryl Zanuck.
Oh, my goodness, that Zanuck. I'll leave my office for 1 minute. Do you think the whole 20th Century Fox is falling apart? Hello? Yes, Mr. Zanuck. Well, how are you? No, I haven't had a chance yet. But look, believe me, Mr. Zanuck, as soon as there's one opening, I'll mention the Dolly Sisters. Of course I'll say it's a 20th Century Fox Technicolor picture. You think I'm crazy? Or this you'll take up with me at another time. Goodbye, Mr. Zanuck. Thank you. Well, where was I? Oh, yes, the radio show. Now, after the fanfare, Rudy, comes the announcement. And then there's...
George, do you realize that you're interrupting a victory bond rally that is helping to raise $12 billion?
That's a lot of money. Have you got $12 billion, Rudy?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, I'd rather not take off my shoes right now and count.
Oh.
Look, George, there's one important bit of advice I can give you for your radio show.
What is
Discover
that?
Discover new talent. Discover new personality.
Well, I once discovered a new personality. Everything was okay. And her father discovered me. It was very bad, Rudy. I remember it very well.
Hello? Rudy Valley speaking. Oh, just a moment. It's for you, George. I've got to get on stage. I'll see you later.
Okay, Rudy.
That Jessel. I wonder how he got along before Don Amici invented the telephone.
Hello? Yes, it's Georgie Jessel. What's that? You had a meeting. You decided to build our radio show around Sophie Tucker. What'll I need to do that? Well, to get around Sophie Tucker, I'll need a bicycle, I think, don't you? You will take the job away from me unless I get somebody like Sophie Tucker. Well, now, look, why don't we get Sophie Tucker? Oh, she's too much like Sophie Tucker. Well, don't worry. You can depend on me. Now, where am I going to find another Sophie Tucker? Got to take Rudy's advice and discover one. But they want her right away. I got to find somebody. Anybody. Anybody.
Hello, Mr. Jessel.
Well, Billy Brake. Hello, Miss Brake. Say, listen. Did anybody tell you that you look just like Sophie Tucker?
Who, me?
Miss Burke, I'm going to make you the star of my new radio show. I'm going to make another Sophie Tucker out of you. Now, let me hear you sing Some of These Days.
Some of these days. Some of these days, you're going to miss your honey.
Days, man.
Some of these days.
All right. That's it. If I had my eyes closed, I would swear. I could swear it was Sophie Tucker.
Oh. no, I don't really sound anything like her, do I?
Miss Burke, may lightning strike this place if you're not as good as Sophie Tucker. Oh. Okay, so you're not as good. Such excitement.
Oh, there you are, Miss Burke.
Oh, hello, Rudy. Some of these days, a rooty toot, a rooty toot, you're gonna miss your honey. A rosy, 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 rosy.
Miss Burke, are you feeling well? Just what are you supposed to be doing?
Well, can't you guess? I'm another Sophie Tucker. Just call me the last of the burnt-up maters. I mean, flaming mothers. I mean, red-hot mamas.
Miss Burke, what is this about you being another Sophie Tucker?
Oh, haven't you heard? Georgie Jessel is going to star me on his new radio show.
What? Jessel's going to take you away from Villa Valley?
Well, naturally, Rudy, dear. When I'm the star of my own radio show, I won't be interested in backing your nightclub.
At George Jessel. Well, such are the loyalties of friends. How easily these loyalties are turned to jest. In fact, to Jessel. I laugh. Ha ha. Miss Burke, imagine Jessel doing a thing like that to me. Would you call that cricket?
What did you say?
I said, would you call that cricket?
Oh, would be a waste of time. Crickets never come when you call them.
Ah, Miss Burke, well, well, well. Hello, Rudy.
Hello, Jessel.
What do you mean? What was that?
I said, hello, Jessel.
I like your father's voice better. They say it never gets cold here in California. That's a chilly thing you said to me.
Mr. Jessel, I've been practicing my song. Do you want to hear it again?
Later, dear, later. Ah, Miss Burke, when I look at you, I can see that a star is born.
To think that he would do this before my very eyes. Has he no shame?
Mr. Jessel, don't you... Well, of course, you don't know how thrilled I am. Just think I'm going to be a radio star. Why, someday I might become another Lum and Abner.
Lum and Abner.
I can just see them, my Billy Burke, the queen of radio.
Poor deluded woman. Ah, if we could only see ourselves as others see us.
Well, I suppose Miss Burke told you about me starring on my radio show. I'm sure it's all right with you.
Perfectly all right, Jessel. There's room for all of us in radio, you know. Good luck. I bid you farewell. Exit that age.
I'll see you later, too, Mr. Jessel. Keep your frequency modulation up. Toodaloo.
Hello? Hello, yes, this is Jessel. Oh, goodbye, Miss Burke. Yes, this is George Jessel. Who is this? Oh, the advertising agency again. What's that? You had another meeting. You decided what the radio needs is a Russian type. A Russian type. No, I can't get Stalin. You know he never goes anywhere. I'll forget about it. Yeah, you changed your mind again. You want what now? An English type. Somebody like Ronald Coleman. Oh, sure, I'll get them right away, of course. Every 5 minutes, radio changes their mind. It's like pictures. All I got to know is find an Englishman. They want somebody smooth, suave, sophisticated.
Ah, como estás, yes, al cuánto tiempo sin verle. Está mucho gusto en conocerlo. Como estás, lindo?
The perfect Ronald Coleman type.
You know, señor Jessel?
Jessel.
Jessel, you are not the first one to tell me that.
Is that so? Well, now, look, Xavier Coogan, let me tell you something. I'm going to make you the new English star of my radio show. Now, tell me, Cookie, can you play a role that is smart, sophisticated, and suave?
Oh, no. You'd better give that part to my Uncle Chihuahua. He's big and fat.
No, I want somebody that's suave.
That's my uncle. A big, fat suave.
I knew that was coming. You know, Cookie, something tells me that maybe you are not the perfect English type.
Ah, Señor Hessel, you're wrong.
Hessel. Why? Oh, go ahead.
Hessel. You know, why, everybody says I speak English like Walter Pigeon.
They told you that you speak English like Walter Pigeon?
Sure. Everybody says I speak pigeon English.
I thought that was coming. Now, look. You must have spent an awful lot of time in London.
Oh, sí, sí. Lo que pasa es que como estoy... Ya estaba viviendo toda la noche en lo que pasa. Number 10 Downing Street. Y entonces me pasaba los días que estudiando mi español. Hip, hip, cherry, and a yank at Oxford.
That says yank at Oxford here, but we won't wait. Say, listen, Cookie. If you were wearing a Hamburg, I'd swear you were Anthony Eden. Really, I would.
There you are, Cookie, dear.
I say, old girl, would you care to join me in a spot of tea and crumpets and all that sort of rot?
Oh, is that enough? Oh, are you an Englishman? If Churchill hears this, he'll withdraw from the Atlantic Charter, I suppose.
Cookie, I'm ready to announce your number for the radio Bond show.
Thank you, Mrs. Miniver.
Oh, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you will now hear Xavier Cougar and his Buckingham Palace Five play Bim Bam Boom.
bim bam bum, es el nuevo compás. Que los negros van bailando allí en la comparsa. Bim bam bum, estamos la zona merced. Arrollando va detrás de la comparsa. Ya no quieren subanchar la negrita del solar, sino bailan al compás. Este ritmo así, óyelo, suénalo, gózalo, bailalo. Ay, bim bam bum, qué sabrosito está. Este paso arrollador ahí de la comparsa. ¡Goza!
Pinky, what have you been doing?
Where are you always? You're always getting lost around it, and you never do any work around here.
What do you mean, Mr. Valley? I don't do it. What do you? I've been doing a lot of work around here. I did a lot of work. Why? I've been doing. First, I swept out the chorus girls' dressing room. Then I dusted the piano. And then I swept out the chorus girls' dressing room. Then I put up the music stands. Then I swept out the chorus girls' dressing room. And
Pinky, why do you always go back to the chorus girls' dressing room?
How green is my valley?
Ah, Pinky, everything happens to Valley. I invite Jessel down here as my friend, and he takes Billy Burke, who got away for his radio show. Ah, I must find peace of mind, solitude. I think I shall go to my dressing room and do my yogi exercises. This way, Valley.
Gee, it's wonderful being here at the Egyptian Theater. And look at all the Egyptians. Hello, Mummy. Hello.
Say, pardon me, but...
Oh, Mr. Jessel, the producer. Oh, hello, Mr. Jessel. Gee, Mr. Jessel, have you got a part for me on your radio show?
Have you got a raincoat when you talk? Now, look here. I have no part for you because I'm only casting human beings.
Yeah. Ooh, you make me so mad. Now, wait a minute. Just a minute, Mr. Jessel. I mean, are you implying that I'm a moron?
I'm not implying it. I'm stating it.
Well, that's different. That's as long as you're specific. You may be a successful producer, Mr. Jessel, and you may make lots of money, but money to me means nothing. In fact, I can say that money smells. It has a nice smell, hasn't it? And I want to tell you one more thing, Mr. Jessel. I was here before you left, and I'll be here before you came. And the sooner I never see your face again, the better off it'll be for the both of us when we meet. And before I go, I want you to apologize.
I apologize?
Thank you. Good night.
Hello? Yes, this is Jessel. Oh, hello, Mr. Zanuck. Of course I remember. I haven't had a chance yet. Now, what am I supposed to do, Mr. Zanuck? Go to everybody I meet and say, have you seen the Dolly Sisters? Oh, if you can do it, I can do it. Yes, Mrs. Zanuck.
Pardon me, monsieur. Have you seen Rudy?
Oh, excusez-moi, mademoiselle. Vous êtes chantée ce soir, les sont parlées tout, excusez-les pour parler tout près.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, but it gives the show a little touch of class, don't you think so?
Pardon me. My name is Fifi. I'm French.
Is it so? My name is Giselle. I'm French, too.
Oh, vous avez les yeux jolis et vous êtes très beau et très bon.
Elles se sont perdues les titres de voir les compères de ce soir.
Je suis enchantée de vous voir. Et vous, tu te fais à vous.
Something tells me we speak the same language and it ain't French.
If you haven't recognized me, Mademoiselle Fifi, I'm Georgie Jessel, the movie and radio producer, and I could be interested in a girl like you.
Oh, on the radio or in the movies?
Well, I wasn't exactly thinking of the radio or the movies.
Oh, what did you have in mind?
Television.
Well, no, thank you. Mr. Valet has just made me the singer at his nightclub. I'm very happy there.
Phoebe, it's time for your number.
I'm ready, Lucy, dear.
Oh, that Valet, $4 million and 4 million phone numbers.
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing I was somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a man I've yet to meet. I'm busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be spring. It might as well be spring.
The beauty of women's hair has inspired men for ages. Here's an old Italian proverb I came across the other day. The beauty of the heavens is the stars. The beauty of women is their hair. Yes, we men have a special weakness for lovely, shining hair. And you'll never know how much beauty a shampoo can bring to your hair until you use Dreen with Hair Conditioning Action. Dreen your hair, and you bring out all its gleaming beauty. Actually, as much as 33% more luster than any soap. Dreen your hair, and you rid it of the drab, dulling film left by all soap shampoos. Dreen your hair, and you completely remove unsightly dandruff the very first time you use it. And as leading hairstylists can tell you,
today's improved Dreen has a wonderful hair conditioning action. It leaves your hair far silkier, smoother, easier to manage right after shampooing, at home or beauty shop.
Right. No other shampoo, only Dreen shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Well, here it is, 3 days after my Victory Bond show. Neither Billy Burke nor Cougat have shown up. Imagine them, leaving me here alone to waste away, to wilt like some desert flower. Well, they'll be sorry when my Dreen shampoo show is renewed in a couple of weeks for another year. Come in.
Well, well, well. Hello, Rudy.
Hello, George.
Well, I just had to tell you the good news. My radio show is going on the air in a couple of weeks.
How nice. What night will you be on?
Thursday.
Good. At what time?
7:30 Pacific time, 8:30 Mountain time, 9:30 Central time, and 10:30 Eastern time.
Same time as mine. What a coincidence. Just a minute, George. Who's your sponsor?
Oh, didn't I mention it? Dreen shampoo.
What?
Help! I'm out of a job! I'm out of a job! Help!
Well, of course, tonight's story was all in fun. Rudy Vallee will continue to present the Dream Show for Procter & Gamble at this same time each Thursday from Hollywood with Miss Billy Burke and His Royal Highness Mike Romanoff, the Clown Prince of Beverly Hills, Pinky Lee, and through the courtesy of Florentine Gardens, Miss Betty Bradley as Fifi, and Xavier Cugat, who will play Say CC.
A word to everyone in the United States. Our victory bond drive ends soon. Millions of us now realize we do not buy victory bonds any more than we buy a savings account in a bank. We simply deposit $3 and get back $4. So make an $18.75 or larger victory bond deposit right now in your personal savings account. You'll help bring more boys back home, help those already back, those who need help, and help the families of so many heroes who will never come back. All that while you help yourself to greater peacetime security. It's time to sing a goodnight song again to you. It's time to say another so long again to you. These precious moments we knew in our rendezvous, the happiness of fun and song we'll soon renew. It won't be long until all the lights burn low again. And so you see, it really is time to go again. And soon the stars will be gleaming. Sweet dreams you'll be dreaming, for it's time to sing a goodnight song again.
No other shampoo, only Dream Shampoo with hair conditioning action, leaves your hair so lustrous, yet so easy to manage.
Tonight's Dream Show was written by Selma Diamond and Jack Robinson. This is Truman Bradley speaking.
Ladies, Dreft is back. Dreft, the amazing suds discovery for washing silks, nylons, woolens, dishes. Dreft, that gives you faster, brighter, safer cleaning than any suds before in history.
Why, Dreft makes my dishes shine without wiping, and it washes all my nice things. Stockings, lingerie, woolens, brighter and lovelier than even the most expensive soap flakes.
Yes, for faster, brighter, safer cleaning, ask for Dreft in the bright green package. D-R-E-F-T, Dreft.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.